What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. This is episode 83. I'm your host, Two Drink. Of course, I got my boy Swags here. We also got a special guest today, but I'm going to let Swags do it because he always seems to fumble through. What's up, buddy?
Very special guest. I'm not going to fumble through today. We're just going to get him in here and he can... We got a busy guy, so I want him to tell you about a lot of the stuff he's doing now and just some of the stuff he's got going, been doing, and gonna do. But we got Sal Lito from the Fluffle House. Man, Sal, what is up?
Hey, not too much, guys, but I guess when I say not too much, I mean everything. thank you guys for inviting me on. This is I haven't spoken to you guys in a long time. We were born in the same place. We should all get together and talk every once in a while.
Very good point, man. Yeah. Man, happy to have you, dude. We talked about it a lot, ran it back and forth, and then just kind of worked out. And happy to have you on. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I did the Dynasty, the Open Pod, the Open Bar Podcast two nights ago. I just jumped on with FF Faceoff. I'm jumping on with you guys. And I actually got a spot on Fantasy Radio on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Nice. Yeah.
So if you got that, check me out at 2 p.m. on Saturday to advertise for this upcoming pod-a-thon that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, that is awesome, man. That is very awesome. Definitely be checking that out. And then you were on somewhere else today, though, weren't you? What's up with that?
Yeah, I was with the FF Faceoff guys.
Oh, that's what you said. I thought you said you were on something the other night as well.
I was. Open Bar Podcast was too
bad. See, I can't even keep track. Like, how are you keeping track?
I just, these things run through my head in between random thoughts of women on Tinder. I'm sorry.
So explain to some of these out here that may not know this pod-a-thon you're talking about. What's going on? When is that? And how can those get involved? We'll get this out before that happens. So
yeah, so it's going to be this coming Monday. It's going to start July 9th at 11 a.m. and it's going to run through July 10th, 11 a.m. 24 full hours live. We have a whole list of guests who are joining us, donated to come on. And basically the idea was born out of the Scott Fishbowl. This will be my third year in the Scott Fishbowl. And the last 2 years, watching the flurry of activity that goes on Twitter and how crazy everybody gets and the people who discover it for the first time that day and then want to know how can they get in it the next year. It's just a great event that helps, you know, the big time analyst, the little guy analyst like us.
Yeah.
And the fans all come together and do something that we all love. We're all equal in that league because fans outperform the analyst all the time.
Yeah. So it's just great for the community.
It's fantastic for the community. It's one of these things that Scott brought together. Scott, just that, you know, I could genuinely say that this is a friend of mine now after the last two and a half years. I speak to Scott daily. He's been so helpful with us with our podcast, helping us get our foot in the door with, you know, a little bit more with some people in the industry. This guy is the most selfless, amazing person I have met in the community. And he created FantasyCares.net to collect money to donate to Toys for Tots. And coming from 2 years ago where he raised about $6,000 in a year, last year a little over 15, and this year he's already over 22,000. We got together and we decided, why not do a podcast that grabs all that attention from Twitter live and then do a telethon style 24 hours where we could get people to come in and raise money. So we sold 20 of the 24 hours so far at $100 a pop, and that $100 100% goes to FantasyCares.net. And we're going to try to get those people to come on, talk about SFB, Fantasy Cares, and then their product and what they do, and get their fans and followers to also donate. And we have a slew of prizes donated to us to give away to people, viewers, listeners, followers, who come on that day, donate, and have a shot to win some of these prizes.
That's awesome. I have to ask, though, are you going to be up the whole 24 hours?
That's the gimmick, to be there for the entire 24 hours. So Steve and Kevin will be joining me. So, you know, if we have to, one of the guys has to, you know, dip out and take a 15-minute power nap or whatever to just revive themselves, or, you know, slap some kind of a needle on our arm to keep ourselves going, we could do that, most likely off camera. So I plan on being there at 11 a.m. when it starts and 11 a.m. when it finishes.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be coming back from my power nap.
Right. A couple hours.
Man, that's awesome, though. That's a lot. I mean, that's a mouthful, even just you know what I mean? That you have a lot going on and everything going on in that.
Well, and I threw it out there 3 weeks ago. I had the idea and I just, I took a little too long to put it out there, but when I put it out there, the response from the community was amazing. And like I was mentioning to you guys before we started recording tonight, it's been more work than my actual job the last few weeks, but you know what? I love it. It's like, I feel good about it. I feel great that people are wanting to get involved. People are excited. People are like thanking me. And I'm like, I'm inspired by Scott, you know?
And so, will the prizes be raffle based or just donations?
Yeah, it's going to be basically you're going to donate and there's going to be tier levels for what you donated, what prizes would be available in those tiers. And we have some great stuff. I could rattle it off to you right now if you want to hear what we got.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure, that sounds pretty cool, man.
All right, so my fantasy tee, which is owned by Mike Riggs, who also is the CEO of Gridiron Experts, is going to donate some shirts and some swag. The Fantasy Footballers donated an Ultimate Draft Kit to be given away. The FF Ghost has donated Orange Reports and OJ Reports. Nice. We have some swag coming from Dynasty Happy Hour. JJ Zacharyson is going to donate a Number Fire premium subscription. RotoWare is – so we really had a coup here for a second. We were going to have the very last available Scott Fishbowl t-shirt to give away, but there was such a popular demand for these shirts that they actually released two of the original colors and then two additional colors today to be pre-ordered. So you will be able to order those, but we're going to have one to give away on the show, plus two additional RotoWare t-shirts. We have this is probably my favorite prize to give away. 6,000 people applied to be in the Scott Fishbowl this year. Only 900 got in. Scott has given us the very first SFB9 entries to give away in this podathon. So there'll be some people who did not get in this year that are going to want to get in, donate, and be the first people selected to be in next year's league.
Wow, that's awesome.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
We have a few more things here. Bob Lung, who writes the consistency report every year, he will give one to every single person that donates $20 or more. So if you donate $20 or more, you're going to get that plus be eligible for other prizes. The Dynasty Game Night guys are giving us a couple of t-shirts. The Football Guys, footballguys.com, gave us 5 All-Pro memberships to give away. And those things are priceless. And the very last thing I got on my list here is from Trophy Smack. They're going to give us a championship ring to give away.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. That's cool, too. Those aren't cheap.
So, we have a few more days left to go, and I have word out to a few more people. We're hoping to get a few more things. But, if you guys you're listening to this podcast right now and you have some free time on Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be live on YouTube. The links will be up on Twitter. We'll be pounding it out there. I'll get it out to these guys, and they'll get it out there. And just come on, donate. Do it because you want to feel good about yourself, but there is a chance that you might win something also.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of sweet prizes there. So you've been busy, but have you had a chance to look at the Scott Fishbowl setup this year much and develop a strategy?
Yeah, so I'm in my second mock right now that's coming to an end. And actually, I did the very first Draft Masters mock this year. So when I did that one, it was still because Scott was toying with the idea of combining tight end and wide receiver and not having a specific tight end's position, and he changed that after that draft started. So I liked my lineup a lot more when it was that way. But my strategy, and I have the number 3 pick overall. So my strategy when I'm in the top 4 in these drafts, and when you got 4 running backs that in my opinion are clear cut over anybody else, is to get one of those 4 running backs in the top 3. So it depends on who falls to me. In the one mock I did, Aaron Rodgers went number 2, and I was able to get Lev Bell at 3.
Oh, nice.
So, Gurley, Bell, DJ, Elliott, I'm going to walk away with one of those 3 guys, one of those 4 guys, rather, at the 3 spot, and I'm going to be very happy.
Yeah.
Is that order there for you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is it that same order, though, that you mentioned there? You got Zeke 4, DJ 3, Bell, and then back to Gurley?
Yeah, so I do have Gurley 1. For me, Le'Veon Bell is the best player. That's not a question. But with these holdouts and his contract disputes, and he came in last year and he was slowed at the beginning of the year, and his touchdown total was not what you had wanted it to be last year, it worries me. You have to take that into consideration. But if he falls to the three spot and I get him, I ain't going to be upset about that. So, so I have Gurley, Bell, and people are convincing me a little bit more to move Zeke up over DJ. I'm just a DJ guy. I have been, and I know he's coming back off the injury, but it's a wrist injury. Right. And I think for the most part, people have kind of forgotten who he was, you know, because I think he's getting a little bit disrespected out there in the fantasy world.
Yeah. You know, I think part of it this time of year, too, is there's so much dynasty now that you get, and he's just those couple years older, and plus the injury, and sure. I think it weighs in differently. I think his redraft and now even more best balls are taking place. I think people are kind of reminded, but I'd put Zeke above him, too, though. I am with a lot of people there, but I mean, Zeke missed six games last year, and look what he did.
Yeah, the numbers are definitely there. It's my concern is the lack of a passing offense and the boxes being stacked and you know the line is still very good. It's but I get a little bit worried about that. But I also think that they could get him more involved in the pass game than I have in the past. And if they get him as involved in the pass game as Gurley is, then you know he's got every bit of ability to be the number one player in fantasy.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you that.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got a 101, though. So, pretty stoked about that. So, I will be taking Gurley.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Nobody shocks. I'm also at 3 South, so I'll be interested to see what you're and my team kind of look at like at the end.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, how much do you guys want to give out your strategy on air? I mean, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I'll talk about anything, but I don't know how much you guys want to give away for me.
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
I mean, I'm the same there at 3, but I will take Zeke over DJ if it falls in that order. I'm with you. If somebody wants to take a quarterback in front of me, it would be really hard to pass Lev at 2. So I would probably just do that. But some of those mocks, it seems like quarterbacks are kind of waiting a little bit longer. And I wonder if that's just more of the quote unquote analysts that are participating in those more so than the fans are. And if that's really going to stay true when you get to that mock, or are we going to get there and then we're going to see the quarterbacks kind of run off a little bit sooner than we've seen in some of those.
Yeah. I mean, that's an excellent point. And we talked about that the other night on the open bar pod. And we talked about that a little bit on last week's falafel pod. That I don't feel like the regular drafts will go the way the mock draft is going. I feel like I can really wait on quarterbacks in those drafts and even tight ends. I've been in both mocks that I did loading up on tight ends at the back end. You want to get a guy like, you know, obviously if you can get Gronk or Kelce, you're in the catbird seat. But if you don't get one of those guys and then a few rounds later you can get an Olsen, you could still pick up the Eifert's if he's healthy. It's a steal late. Yeah. Ebron, which I'm an Ebron guy. Steve's not, but I love Ebron.
And if Swags loves Ebron, of course.
Yeah, if he's back and healthy. I mean, the guy I absolutely love, Michael Roberts, who's going to take Ebron's spot in Detroit. You can get Michael Roberts. You could pick him off the scrap heap.
We've mentioned him a time or two.
Oh, my God.
I'll take him much over Luke Wilson.
Luke.
Yeah. What is Luke? Luke had chances in Seattle when Graham was hurt every 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And so you could load up on those tight ends late. I'm not a wide receiver guy in this format, so I'll probably be waiting on the wide receiver the longest. But one of my second two picks, depending on what happens between my first pick and my second pick, at least one of those two picks will be a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. And you guys are in a similar spot, but I have to be honest, I like my spot better than yours, and it's not because of Todd Gurley, but I can watch that. Those 24 picks and see what happens by my, and then I get those back to backs. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see me take two quarterbacks there, but I'd just be so worried by the next time it gets around to me. And that's the disadvantage that I missed two of the runs that happened on the quarterbacks, the high end and the low end.
Yeah. If you tried to wait till like the third, fourth.
Yeah.
It could be scary. It could be scary.
I want quarterbacks. Yeah. But I like it. That's how I am going to be in any super flex league, to be honest with you.
I had the 12 last year, and I actually went quarterback at the 1-2 turn. And I had Brady and Breeze and thought I was in a catbird seat. And it was Breeze's worst year in 11 years. And Brady started off a little slow, and by the time that they got righted, I was done.
Really?
You know, I was,
so it didn't work.
I was not. I keep telling everybody I finished higher than Marcus Grant. I finished higher than Marcus Grant, but I'm pretty sure he finished dead last. So.
Drink, you got anything else? You want to get into some of these listener questions and head for the 2-minute breakdown?
Yeah, I think you got quite a bit of questions there. So
yeah, I'm thinking we'll jibber jabber on some of them anyway and see if we get through them.
Hit me with what you got.
All right. And so I'm going to ask Sal. How long until Corey Davis starts producing like a wide receiver one, and where would you be comfortable drafting him in a startup dynasty? And this is from Brady Go. We took these from, like you said, kind of born from Fantasy Life app. We were. So with you coming on, we wanted to throw a Fantasy Life app shout out. I don't know if you checked it out. Hopefully you didn't see all of these. But yeah, so this is from Brady Go at Fantasy Life app.
Yeah, I did get tagged in that post. So I saw a couple of the early questions. I think that's great that you guys are still doing it on the Fantasy Life app. I miss it. I want to be back on it in a bigger presence. I didn't say it when I didn't list the name of people, but Yasin and Stacy, Fantasy Life app, will be our 12 o'clock hour guests on the Podathon.
Cool.
Good. So we'll get to talk about all the new stuff. But anyway, I don't think you're going to get first-year production from him this year, right? If I was in a dynasty startup overall, I'd probably be looking at him somewhere near 25 to 30 in that range, you know, mid-teens at wide receiver at this point. And I probably see him going into this season as a wide receiver 3 with the potential to be a wide receiver 2. He is a guy who has the pedigree and everybody's expecting it, that if you could get him as a wide receiver 3, if you could get him somewhere in the, you know, the wide receiver 32 to 36 this year, and he produces as a wide receiver 2, then that's the payoff. That's what you take a chance with in his second year. But I don't have any stock of him in any of my dynasties, unfortunately, because the price tag was just too high where he was going. But I think his future is bright.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think his – I agree. I love Corey Davis, first of all, but I think his price is higher than his return will be right now. And my problem with Corey Davis isn't just Corey Davis, but it's that offense now and how much is Mariota going to get it to him. And I think we forget a little bit about Rishard Matthews, and, I mean, Walker's still there. They've all got a little bit more connection with Mariota. And
yeah, and I'm not a Mariota fan at all, personally. I mean, I think I like him as an NFL player. I like him as an individual. I like him as an NFL player. I think he does more as an NFL player than a fantasy player for me. He's got those intangibles, but I don't love what he does for his weapons.
Yeah. What do you think, Tudrink?
It's interesting to see what that offense will actually look like this year. So there's a lot of hype around that and spreading it out, and you know, you think Corey Davis would win in space more like that. That's a couple tough defensive teams you're going to face twice a year there in Houston and Jacksonville in the corner position too. So I think it's another year before we get what we want out of Corey Davis. But like you guys said, he's expensive. I don't have any shares currently of him. I want to say I got him in that startup that you and me did, Swags, you know, a little while ago, and maybe like the fourth, and I ended up trading him away just because you can. So yeah, I don't know that you'll be able to get him for that much cheaper, even as you get a couple of down games, but I don't know that you're going to like it this year.
Yeah, I agree. Might take some time, and you'll get some big games, and that might be where you want to sell them.
Yeah, you know, so much hype on that touchdown he caught in the playoff. You know, it's one of the last things we see, so everybody wants to remember that and think we're going to get 16 games of that.
Nothing kills your team more than recency bias.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we've got one from Add It Up, and this is about Nick Foles. Is Nick Foles worth a good quarterback stash considering he's a free agent next year? So this is Dynasty as well. So do we think that Nick Foles will go to a team and be a starter next year?
No, I mean, I'm not stashing Nick Foles anywhere. We've seen this before, right? Didn't we see this the first go-round when he got traded, when he got signed with the Rams, rather, and he fell flat on his face? I mean, it was a fantastic story last year to watch him come in there and that team not miss a beat and lead them to the Super Bowl championship and be the MVP. And it's a Cinderella story, as they say. But I am putting absolutely no stock in Nick Foles as a future quarterback of any of my teams, not even in a 2QB league or Superflex. Would I really be thinking that this is a guy that's my future is going to be invested in?
Right. Yeah. That's the maybe I was thinking like maybe that one, like the all super flex position league, you know, with some deeper benches, if I want to hold on to it, but in a, you know, I, that's the only league I know that's like that basically. Cool. So in a two quarterback league, even a deep bench, I'm going to find a different stash to hold there.
Well, and I think, for me, I guess if I'm a Wentz owner, I don't mind owning him and I don't mind owning him. I mean, if you have a spot for him, I don't know if I want to stash him, so to speak, but I'm ready to try to trade him week one in a super flex league or get him to somebody that might believe just in case Wentz is out or something like that. But so he does have a certain weird value, but not as a stash. I think you sell as soon as you can if you can get anything and be happy with it.
Sure. If you could hornswoggle somebody into taking him off your hands, by all means.
Yep.
Find the Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Glory dance.
They're crazy. do either of you feel like answering a quicker question?
Hell yeah. Cricket.
All right. This is you guys then. And it's a serious question. Whom do you think are the top three kickers in redraft?
Man, I thought you said crickets.
Yeah. Cricket. That's how I'm feeling on it.
I answered that with a gif. Do we really have to answer a good question? Sal's up. You got it.
I mean, I think the only league that I'm in that still has a kicker is the actual falafel 16-team league. And we tried to get Steve to get rid of it, but Steve, he likes to do whatever you tell him not to do. So it's still in there.
Come on, Steve.
I mean, yeah, Steve, throw it, will you? Justin Tucker is the guy I always try to get first because who else kicks those 5-point field goals, you know, as right. often as so that's the guy off the top of my head is the first person I think of. After that, maybe Gaskowski because Patriots score a ton. And I can't even think of other kickers. Zerline, maybe. Greg Zerline.
Matt Bryant plays in it, Jim. That's my only one.
Yeah, I try to get Tucker. If I don't get Tucker, I wait till the last possible minute to take a. You know who I always usually fall back on? Matt Prater. Matt Prater's got a big leg. He gets those 50-yard field goals as well.
In the dome.
Yeah. But I mean, to do two drinks point, I guess. Like I like that. Like I look for domes in Denver.
Right.
Yeah, Denver for sure. Yep.
But I mean,
take your kickers out, damn it.
Yeah, like get rid of the kickers. It just makes it more fun to not have to worry about kickers.
Redraft Dynasty, all of it. Just stop it.
Mad Vikings wants to know Diggs or A-Rob. 12-team Dynasty.
Diggs.
Yeah, really? It's Diggs easy for me, yeah.
See, I think it's Robinson for me.
Easy for you, too. You're so crazy.
So where do you guys have Diggs and Thielen before I start saying why I want Allen Robinson?
You know, I got Diggs over Thielen, so.
Okay.
And I have them both really, really close. If it's a PPR league, it's Thielen. If it's not, it's Diggs. But they're very, very close for me. I like Allen Robinson. It's a new situation. It's a young quarterback. I understand that Kirk Cousins is new also in Minnesota, but he's a more established quarterback who's done it before. So I like that situation better. And I think that Diggs is coming off, you know, his great moment. That more recency bias, right? You know, last year. And I just think he'll perform better than Robinson for 2018. You know, beyond that, I probably still take Diggs.
I'm going to stick Allen Robinson. I like him. I don't know, man. I mean, they've got Anthony Miller and then Trey Burton and Shaheen. And then they do have Cohen, who I think will get some passes still, but I don't think there's as much competition for Allen Robinson, and I think they'll pass a lot more. I mean, a lot of people are high on Mitch. He has to throw it somewhere.
No, Kevin White? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe. They're talking pretty good about him for somebody that's not done a thing.
Right.
But gross. Yeah, we don't need to talk about Kevin White. I might try to get him really late in a draft I'm doing right now that I got totally screwed on quarter or wide receivers.
That no flex one? You should not do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, no flexes. Trouble. So, yeah. So, I guess you want Diggs. I lost that one. Plus, he's a Vikings fan. You know, he probably wanted to goat me into that one.
Who's a Vikings fan?
Mad Viking, I have to assume.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I would think so, yeah.
I wasn't listening to you back then, sorry.
Why are people getting scared by Doug Martin? The guy is an awful last 2 years. This is from Yazir.
Why aren't we getting scared?
Why are people getting scared of him? Like, do you think he's going to take away from Lynch? Do you think he has a chance there? Why are people getting scared about him?
I think the Raiders fan should answer this one pretty easy.
Let me tell you something about being a Raider fan. I'm not happy that John Gruden is back being our coach. I wasn't one of those people that was ecstatic that they brought him back. I hate what he is trying to put together there. I don't like any of these pieces that are in place. And I think it's going to be a colossal mess on offense there. So I'm not worried about Doug Martin stealing anything from anybody. I'm not really worried about anybody being that viable in that offense this year. It was nice to see Martavis Bryant pass through for a half an hour. That was cute. So Doug Martin, I mean, if I got 30 rounds, maybe I end up taking him. But Marshawn is probably going to still get the early touches. You still got the other young guys. You know, let's see if Doug Martin even makes the roster before the season starts, you know? So, I don't know. I'm not scared of him. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'm not high on Doug Martin at all.
I don't have any more Doug Martin, so he did not hamster me.
All right, we're going to ask this Nick Tarr question for him. If running backs were dessert, this is for you, Sal. Nice. If running backs were dessert, who is cake, who is pie, and who is ass? Would you like pie or cake better, first of all? Because that could be subjective. Well,
that's a trick question, I think. It's only I like pizza pie and I like another type of pie. I try to keep it clean, but I'm not big on
it.
I'm not big on ham pie. Remember Revenge of the Nerds? There you go. Ham pie.
Nice.
So it was cake, it was pie, and it was ass. All right. Well, Doug Martin is ass.
There it is. We're just talking about it.
That's pretty easy. I'm going to call Ezekiel Elliott pie because he's good sometimes, and then other times he's not. So I like some pie and cake for me. Cake for me right now. Cake for me is going to be Todd Gurley because he's my number one rated player, my number one rated running back for this year. Because of the Bell holdout. So, yeah, that's my cake pie ass.
Yeah, I love Todd Gurley. Are you at all worried about John Kelly?
No.
Do you think he'll be viable, should I say?
I think you should have him in Dynasty, especially if you have Gurley. Right. And guys like that are always great to have, even if you don't. You know, you could grab him just to screw with the guy who does have Gurley. You know, if you're in deep dynasties, you got taxi squads, you can throw them on a taxi squad.
Yeah.
Of course, you grab a guy like that. But I'm not worried about it taking away from Gurley. I mean, he was that offense last year. I mean, it was obviously a bunch of wide receivers and it's a mix of wide receivers coming back this year. But no, it doesn't worry me. That's like, you know, Connor over in Pittsburgh worrying people last year. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I hear you. That was actually all the questions. We kind of got through them fast. We pushed through them.
I do have one trade I recently put up. I'd like to throw by you guys, see what you guys think. I don't know if either you saw this out there, but there's a lot of pieces going on, so sorry about that. But I like it because it's got A-Rub on one side, so I know I can get swags going one way. This is a super flex league. It's IDP with crazy high scoring for IDP. Sal, do you play in any IDP leagues?
Or at least the only one I'm in right now is that 32 team dynasty that I think swags. Oh, so you guys both in that or just swags in that?
Yeah, that's swags. Just me. That league's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I joined it with David trade fantasy David Oliveris, yeah. And I just don't want to leave because I like David, but could have definitely done without that league this year. But that's the only one I do IDP, and I'm not a big IDP guy, but I'll definitely still try to give you my opinion on the trade.
Yeah, Swags, I think, has tried to get me in that league a couple of times, and that shit sounds nuts so fast.
I don't think I would now, though. I mean, even to Sal's point, like, I traded firsts away, and I think if I didn't have my money in the league for the next 2 years, it'd be hard to stick around. Like, it's gotcha. There's just there's a certain, like, awesome draw to it and, like, building it at first, but then it's just so much, and it's hard to make moves, and you have 31 other teams, but still, because of the format of it, it's just so sticky and hard to stick with. I don't know, would you agree? Like, I'm not trying to even, like, knock the league, but I'd say it's flawed.
No,
and
not
I've
at
opened
all.
Flawed leagues. I think I run one, but so I don't
it's
know.
Tough to be successful. You know, listen, last year I decided that, you know, I guess the word would be tank, right? I had the second or third worst record in the league, and they do a raffle. I ended up with, like, the 16th pick.
Yeah.
So even having a crap record, I didn't get a top three, a top five rookie pick. So that was tough to swallow.
Yeah.
I ended up with Christian Kirk in the first round.
Right. And in that league, like, yeah, you want a little bit more than that.
Yep.
And, I mean, the running backs end up being so thin and the value on them. You get excited to have players that you wouldn't normally
Doug Martin.
Give. Yeah, exactly, though, yeah. I mean, last
My
year.
My top running back is Ty Montgomery.
Yeah. Last Oof. Year, somebody still owned Bishop Sankey all year. Like, it's the kind of people own in that league.
So all right, I'm going to stall for a second there because you brought up Ty Montgomery. And we saw Jones get suspended for the two games and Jamal Williams. So where do you guys feel about that situation there? Does Aaron Jones get to come back in and jump right away? Or anybody feel strong, like, you're going to plant your flag on one of those guys this year? Or is it just crap? Don't do it.
Well, I was I should say Steve was a big Jamal Williams guy last year, so he brought him to my attention. I grabbed him in a couple of leagues that I'm not in with Steve. So I didn't have any Aaron Jones stock anywhere last year. But coming into this year, I was buying into the hype that he would probably take over the role or do the bulk of the damage in that offense. So in best balls and in some startups I did this year and some stuff like that, I was taking Jones. And I'll be honest with you, I think that Jones is still going to be the guy to get because you know how it goes. He's going to start to drop in ADP now because of this. He's going to become better value. It's two games. It's a lousy two-game suspension. It sucks, but he's only going to be your most likely your third or fourth running back you take anyway.
Yeah.
So you could live those first couple weeks with the guys you take at your one or two running back and quite possibly get a big steal with him. So for me, I think it's him. And I'm going to be happy to see him fall in the next month.
Yeah. He seems to be the one that's, like, has been the first drafter, at least in some of the best balls and stuff like that I've done. Does he slide past those other two guys with those two games? Or do you think he just, like, they kind of come back to the pack? Like, I'd love if he was the last one there, but I feel like even with the two games and some of these best balls and maybe even redraft when we get around to it, he's not going to be the last one. That, you know what I mean? Like, you see Jamal Williams or Ty taking that spot for drafting? Either of you?
Me personally, I think that Ty can be relevant. I think that he could get some of that third wide receiver role as well still, as well as, like, some passes out of the backfield. But I don't think he's that workhorse guy out of the backfield. But I think that Ty Montgomery could surprise some people this year if he can stay on the field.
You know what the key is? I got to stop playing best ball with like these sharks. You know what I mean? Because I'm in there with Pat Thorman and then Elliot Crystal invite, you know? And it's like, why am I going in there with these guys? I got to go take advantage of these guys who don't know what the hell they're doing. So depending on who you're in those leagues with, you know, I don't know that he's going to fall that much. But, you know, you're getting the ADP, the overall ADP of all those drafts. So I do think that he drops it's really been him, Williams, and Ty Montgomery, I believe, in that order. And let's see if Montgomery steps back up. I mean, he was going to be the lead dog last year before he got hurt. But, you know, injuries happen.
Yeah.
Sickle style. Yeah. Can't help. All right, fair enough. I'm going to change tricks. We might get back to the other one. But I have a 14-team Superflex here. It says, is this too much to give up, need help at running back? So we have LeSean McCoy and Ronald Jones on one side. The other side is Tyreek Hill, a 19-second, and a 21st. That coveted 2021st talk is already a booming on Dynasty Twitter, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. It should be.
So you guys get...
Go ahead,
all right,
Sal.
So...
One of you. Jesus, I'm sorry.
You guys, you like trading for picks 2 years out? I'm not a big fan of that.
Man, I mean, I like getting a bunch of 19 first, you know, last year or, you know, coming into it. And did a few during the 18, some of the 18 rookie drafts. Usually I would say that's too far out, but there's so much buzz about the 2020 class. I'm not against it. I guess that's why this guy is saying, is that paying too much, you know, to get LeSean McCoy and Ronald Jones, giving up Tyreek Hill. I guess I could see where you don't think that 2021st is worth a lot, and probably like in the dynasty calculator and stuff like that, it probably still isn't, you know. But what?
Yeah, the value is going to be low on that.
Yeah,
I think the key is if you're going to make a trade like that, make sure you try to express that you feel the value is low on that pick. You know, it can't be viewed as a 2019 equal to a 2019 first rounder, and just make sure you get the proper value on something like that. But go ahead, I know Swags wants to hear the.
Well, no, you're fine. I mean, so my view on it, the 2020, though, is kind of similar, but I want something attached with it. Like, I don't just want to give up a player and wait on that pick. But the nice thing about a pick is they don't lose value. They're only going to gain value. So it's like buying a stock that you know is going to get up. So in the end, you really can't lose with it. Somebody like McCoy, I mean, 2020, I'd happily have that first over McCoy. But right now, I mean, you could use him. I don't mind getting picks, though.
But so, Sean McCoy and Rojo, if you need running backs, or the Tyreek Hill, the 19-second, and the 2021st, is that too much? Is it too much is kind of the question. You need that help at running back.
Well, okay. I actually sold off my only share of Tyreek Hill this offseason. I think that it's I think he becomes the number two wide receiver in that offense personally with Watkins coming into town.
Thanks.
But I really I don't want anything to do with a single person wearing a Bills uniform. You know, even LeSean McCoy, I picture LeSean McCoy, who's been such a great fantasy player when healthy, just hitting an absolute wall this year. I think he's going to have such a down season. You know, and I'm not a big Ronald Jones guy in the first place. Tampa's a little bit of a mess now with, and I realize it's his rookie season, but Tampa's a little bit of a mess with Winston. I think there's a real legitimate possibility that they move on from Winston at some point soon. So I don't know that I love that offense outside of Mike Evans. I'm going to say all in all, for me, the best player involved right in this entire trade is Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna stay with Tyreek Hill. I think you could get more for Tyreek Hill and gotcha. Some picks. Let me put it that way.
Swags.
So I want to stay on Winston though. So do you think they're gonna move on from Winston just because of the trouble concerns or performance concerns?
I think that there's definitely been rumors about it. You know, I can't obviously say I know anything firsthand, but there's been rumors about it. And I think it's a combination of both. I think that they might move on from the coach. They might move on from him. You know, time will tell on that. That's a year out before we even know anything about that.
Yeah, and start looking for a new one? Or you think that guy's Ryan Griffin?
Bro, stop it. Nick Foles. Nick Foles, Tampa.
There you go. Put him on your rosters, everybody.
Go get Ryan Griffin.
You heard it here first.
I think it's going to be very important to see what type of season they have once he comes back.
Definitely.
All right. So I'm kind of in the same boat with you guys here. So I like Tyreek the most out of this. I like the Sammy Watkins over Tyreek. I'm not sure we see that this year, but I think that's kind of the way it's leaning. So, you know, I'll side with you there. 225 votes, 64% on the Tyreek side. So I think the rest of them are leaning with you. Try to get a little bit more there. All right, so I'm going to do that last super flex, that last one I was talking about, and then maybe we get into that two-minute breakdown. That is a crazy IDP league. High scoring full PPR 12 team. So A-Rob's there. We got Drake and Balazs, and then we have two defensive players, Cam Jordan and Michael Brockers. The other side is Devontae Adams, Rex Burkhead, and defensive player M. Muhammad Wilkerson. The side that is getting Burkhead also has Sony Michel. Just to throw that out there. Let me do it one more time.
One more, yeah.
It's a mouthful.
couple times. A-Rob, Drake and Balazs, and then Cam Jordan and Michael Brockers. And then we got Devontae Adams and Rex Burkhead, along with Muhammad Wilkerson.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm taking like, that me, Allen Robinson side.
Nobody's shocked there.
Well, I mean, you get listen, the I'm two running that backs. Side as well. Yeah. I don't know. I don't believe in Rex Burkhead enough, I think, is what it is.
I easily agree with you there. I think it's, you know, it's first of all, it's New England. So any running back there is just, it's sickening to own them. I think people are thinking Sony Michel's legitimately going to come in and just be the guy. And have you guys not been watching football for the last 17 years? I mean, what the hell are you thinking of that? But, yeah, you got Allen Robinson who, you know, is still young, still, you know, while I didn't take him over Diggs, I still think he's a good player. Right. And he's got an up and coming young quarterback. You have Drake, who really had a tough time warding off Damian Williams last year, but Balazs, they think, could be a beast, you know? So I think I want to take the run with Balazs, and then you get the two defensive players. So, yeah, I think it's easily that side for me.
Yeah, what do you got?
So, I mean, obviously I know a little bit more about this team and stuff like that. It's just one of those things, like, you can only put so much on a trade on Twitter when you're kind of going into it. So the side getting Devontae Adams has Aaron Rodgers, likes that stack. This is also a contract league, so you're getting one less player in that deal. If you take the Adams side, like I said, that side does have Sony Michel. So you're getting the Burkhead to kind of help that 1-2 kind of as you sent Balazs or Drake the other way. I like the A-Rob, Drake, and Balazs side, the owner that wanted Adams and stuff like that, we kind of had some back and forth there, and he just really wanted that stack. I told him, even put it out there on Twitter, I think the other side will probably win this kind of handily, but to him, it made sense for his team. So I just put that one out this morning. We got about 105 votes on it now, and the A-Rob side is winning 72% there, but like I said, it's just a lot. A, there's a lot of players involved in that. I told him, like, holy shit, like, that's just so many moving pieces. But, I mean, to his team, it makes sense to him. Like, I'm here to kind of help people, not, you know, fucking run their team.
I kind of took the IDP players out.
Yeah, it's easy to do that, right? If it works for your team and you feel like it works for you, I mean, it's your team and you got to do what you feel right with. I like Devontae Adams. Don't get me wrong.
More than A-Rob? You take Adams over A-Rob? Or is that too close?
If it's straight up, yeah, I take Adams over.
Yeah.
If it's straight up, absolutely.
I'm with you there.
But, you know, this is a guy who's had what, 5 concussions?
Yeah.
In his career. I saw somebody post that.
3 in the last 2, I think is what, yeah. I don't know about before.
So, that 3 in the last 2. You know, look what that's done to Jordan Reed, who was just a phenomenal. Jordan Reed was, you know, in competition to be the number one tight end in fantasy, and he's just become a waste the last 2 seasons. So that's something you really have to consider concussions when you're talking about the long term of a young player like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's one thing that doesn't come up enough with Adams, actually.
He had 2 in like 3 weeks last year, which is, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
But it's got to be nice to get Rodgers back.
Yep. But Cobb's still there too. Don't forget about Cobb.
Right. And guys, all those wide receivers have it.
You guys feel like Cobb's due for a bounce back year this year?
I think so.
Man, he's already hurt, right? So I mean, I know it's off season, like he'll be ready in time. I don't know. You're giving I mean, obviously the Green Bay didn't love their situation there. They went and took 3 at the end, kinda like they did with running backs last year. Like chances are one of those guys is gonna stick. And then Geronimo's still there. I'm not saying he's good, but I mean, if Randall Cobb was really, really the shit, like they wouldn't have taken three wide receivers in this one.
I think
he'd have some games, but I don't think it's Randall Cobb when Jordy wasn't there. Like, we're not getting that ever again.
Right. I got a lot of Allison shares actually late in places. I think he could be something.
Yep. I think he could be that number three behind Cobb for now. Yeah, I think Cobb could have a bounce back. Yeah. I don't think he's necessarily the future of Green Bay at this point. I mean, but he's only 27. And with Aaron Rodgers this year, I mean, it's not out of realm that they've got a little bit more of a connection than the other wide receivers there. Depends on how he's used.
I hope so. I mean, I think you traded him to me not that long ago, right? Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see if that works.
Just trying to make you feel good, buddy.
Thanks, man. That's that shit trade. I think I got Cobb and Kelvin Benjamin from you. Thanks.
Let's tell them about the 2-minute breakdown and hop into that.
All right. You're going to run the timer.
Sal warmed up here. Yeah, I got your timer.
All right, Sal. So this is the 2-minute breakdown. We have a 12-pack of questions. The timer will start after I finish the first question. So we're not necessarily going to hold you to a T to these. These are spur of the moment, like first reaction, gut feeling, trying not to think answers. Some are kind of crazy. These aren't too bad. You get 2 minutes. I used to say people don't do very good at this and we don't get it done, but we have had a slew of really good people knock it out of the park lately. So Scott Fish crushed it. Brandon Mary Lee crushed it. Even
the third Mike crushed it last time.
Yeah, everybody. I think it's 3 in a row now. So pressure's on, buddy.
Okay.
Swag. Some of your questions are so fucked up. All right.
You said they were good questions earlier. You said good job.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. I lie all the time.
Huh.
All right. You're gonna hit me with that sexy voice, Sal. You ready?
Yes. Go ahead, boys.
All right. Let's do it.
And now your 2-minute breakdown.
What starts with an E and ends with an E, and has one letter in it? Timer.
Somewhere.
You can also pass if you need to come back.
Oh, boy, pass.
Who will be the starting running back for the Bucks week one?
Jaquizz Rodgers.
Gross. New York or Chicago-style pizza?
New York, not a question.
Really? A wide receiver you hate. First player to come to mind.
I say it again. I didn't hear it.
Wide receiver you hate, the first player that comes to the mind.
Oh, I've always been a not a Sammy Watkins guy.
But like him to take over for Tyreek? Got it. Buy low dynasty player.
Buy low dynasty player. Andrew Luck.
Nice. How many games will Brandon Marshall play this year?
None.
Least favorite NFL team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
What does John Gruden have to do to be worth $100 million?
Work back in television.
Dynasty wide receiver rank Amari Cooper right now?
10.
Do you want Gurley and Zeke or Lev Bell and DJ? Pick a side.
Lev Bell and DJ.
Redraft this year, Amari finishes as wide receiver what?
14.
What starts with an E and ends with an E and has one letter in it?
Oh, my gosh. Starts with an E, ends with an E, has one letter in it. I'm not good at these. How much time do I have?
22 seconds.
You also have one more question after this.
I'll pass.
An envelope. Good one. Most likely stretched to catch Sal dozing off during the SFB Podathon.
Wait, say that again. Say it one more time.
Most likely stretch to catch Sal dozing off during the SFB Podathon.
I would say about 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Boom! Right in time.
Nailed it.
Nice.
I didn't get the envelope one, though. That you got me on that.
Oh, man. Yeah, my son told me that joke the other day.
Yeah. Was that in A Boy's Life? Was that from that magazine?
No, sir.
Oh, I loved that. I used to love
Finally.
What was wrong with this picture.
What? You know that shit? What did you say, Sal?
Yeah. Boys, like, you used to, what's different from this picture to that picture? You used to have the circle.
Yeah.
What was wrong? And this picture, what was missing?
Not highlights. Wasn't that highlights?
No.
No.
I mean, it might have been the highlights also, but no, Boys Life, I remember it.
Heck yeah, see? Been trying to tell
you. Man, that's some bullshit. That's some snowbird shit or something, man. Boys Life didn't make it down here to Florida. That's all I'm saying. I mean, well,
how old are you?
I'm 40.
Yes. How old are you, Two Drink?
35.
You don't even know?
Well, you know, I had to think about it. You know I'm not good with math, bro.
How many have you been cracking open tonight?
I'm on number 5.
I'll be 44 in August, so I think Swags and I, you know, that Boys Life is more on time.
And I mean, honestly, if you can't even remember how old you are, I don't remember. Think you're going to remember Boys Life?
Fuck off!
Oh man, Sal, thanks.
I'm drinking some bells,
dude.
I'm drinking some bells. Pool time.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Yep.
The wife.
So to answer that quick question, you said before about me. Yeah, I knew when I said Watkins, you're going to go, but you're not going to take over. Yeah, I think Watkins will kill Hill's value a little. Not kill it. You know, I think they'll both be pretty equal, actually. But he's just a guy, because of the injuries, that I just never draft.
So I don't know if you have any Sammy Dynasty shares, but if you do right now, you're trading on the hype of this new offense, or you're holding out because if you get maybe a couple boom games, you can get more, or you don't care. You'll take what you can get. Like, what are you selling Sammy right now for?
I don't own him, but I would sell high.
Now. You wouldn't wait.
No.
Hit the hype and move it.
Before he plays a single game, his value is high.
More than
you know what I mean? He can only go out there and twist an ankle and screw everybody.
See, I still think Tyreek's gonna be fine with Sammy there. I think Sammy will open it up for Tyreek, if anything.
I think they'll be pretty equal. I love Mahomes. I mean, I love Mahomes because he's got so many weapons. And I hate saying that because, like I said, my least favorite team is the Chiefs because I am a Raider fan. But I have Mahomes in a few places. So I'm going to put him in and just not watch him.
Nice. Look, he can have a great game and they can still lose. Like, that's
that's
what we're looking for there. I need him to be down and throw him for 400 yards.
That's probably not going to be down against the Raiders.
Well, all the other teams in that division. So Raiders finish what this year? What are you hoping for? Like, what do you?
I mean, what would we'd all hope?
500.
The playoff. I think they'll be like a 7-9 team.
So, all right. So I'm a Dolphins fan. So I live in that fucking zone of it doesn't matter. Like, do you want your team to go 7-9? Like, a few years in a row, or will you take a couple shit years? Like, give me a 2-14, 2 years in a row, and like, can we build something? Or like, you just want to live in fucking picking like from 12-18 every year?
Yeah, that was the time when the Raiders finished, I think, 8-8 3 years in a row.
He's a Dolphins fan. And, if you want to get on him, Sal.
I just fucking said that.
I just don't. You know, I don't mind losing years. I don't mind losing years to get better. But we did that, and I was pissed off that they fired Del Rio after this year because I thought he deserved a better chance. Derek Carr broke his back last year, okay?
Right.
He didn't come back and play his best. Cooper had an off year. Guys, it just wasn't – but coming off the year previous, how well they did, they got all infatuated with Gruden and got rid of Del Rio, brought him back. I was very pissed off that they did that. So – you know what? I don't want to say I want them to lose because they would get rid of Gruden because they gave him part of the team at a 10-year contract. So I'm pretty sure we're stuck with him.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just a Vegas splash. Like, you're already hardcore. Like, just got him to do something. Like, you get Gruden, you go out there and win 3 games. Are y'all going to sell out in Vegas? Like, what, the year after, right? You're there in 2 years.
Yeah, you don't want to sell out because the casinos will buy the tickets. So the casinos will give them out to the guys. But
so it'll be a sellout with like 50% show on a TV showing, like when you see it, because everybody's fucking pulling slots.
Yeah, they're all either passed out from the night before or because it's 10 o'clock in the morning over there. But what the hell was I going to say there for a second? I forgot. People ask me, are you upset that they're leaving Oakland? It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect me. where they play because I can't see the games live anyway. But I would have rather them stayed in Oakland.
Right. Man.
Man. And then you guys are done. You just talked all that, and then you both went silent.
Like he fucking crushed it.
I'm defeated.
I think that's where.
Hey, Sal, he makes me forget what I'm going to say all the time too.
I am good about that. No lie.
It's not even him.
It's nice to see that you guys, your relationship still seems so new.
Oh shit. Sal, tell them who you are. Thanks a ton. Give them one more thing or two more thing or however many things you want to say so Two Drink doesn't have to say anything else and we'll get out of here.
I might.
Oh, follow me on Twitter at Leto Sal, LetoSal, and just keep checking in for all the information about the SFB Podathon that's starting on July 9th at 11 a.m. Guys, donate to, it's not going to me. It's not going in my pocket. It's going to kids, Toys for Tots. It's going to Scott. It's going to wherever he decides to send the money, and he'll do the right thing with it. So you can find me on the Falafel House podcast in the off season. We've been doing every other week, but we're about to ramp up and get back on there. And that's everywhere that you can find this podcast. You can find our podcast as well.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Sal. Two Drink.
Probably in more places.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Check that out for sure, though.
Do it.
Two Drink, who are you?
Fuck. I'm at FL2DrinkMinimum, at FF_breakdown. Do it. Hit me
I'm
up.
I'm DFF_swag. He's out of here. I'm too. Find the Super Flexible Podcast.
You guys should check that out.
Probably.
Thanks, Sal. That was fun.
Thank you, guys.
We're starting over, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any either side.
No worries. I'm just making sure. You're good. So at any point, we're good now?
Oh, yeah.
It's picking me up and shit?
Yep, you are all good.
All right. And shit. Fuck. I smashed that beer already, so literally I need like 30 seconds. I'm gonna get a second beer.
Yep. You all good, dude.
I'll be right back. Two Drink Minimum, motherfucker.